Welcome to Happy Talks with Dr. Alice and Donovan. Dr. Alice Fong is a holistic naturopathic doctor and founder of Amor de Soi Wellness. And Donovan Jensen is a software engineer and founder of HowToHappy.com. Together, they're out to cause more happiness in the world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Happy Talks. My name is Dr. Alice, and this is my awesome co-host, Donovan. And today we are talking about, can you be unsuccessful and happy at the same time? But before we dive into the topic, I did want to share that this is going to be our last podcast for at least a few months as I go on maternity leave. About to pop this baby out any day now. So I'm going to probably need a little bit of a break. But yeah, if you are a new listener, we have plenty of episodes you can go back to and listen to and check out. If you're an old listener, you know, go back and listen to some. I'm sure that there are a number that you haven't listened to yet. So plenty of content out there. Anyways, but let's dive into the topic of the day of, can you be an unsuccessful and happy? So Donovan, what are your initial thoughts?
Yeah, so first thing that comes to mind for me is sort of a dichotomy between like, what does success mean for you personally and what like maybe other people perceive it as?
Yeah.
Because initially I'm thinking it's probably pretty hard to feel like personally unsuccessful and happy, right? Like if I'm have whatever my own metrics are, we can talk about whether like right. how you determine those and what are good ones and what are not. But like if I have my own metrics and I feel like I'm not successful, mm-hmm. I feel like generally like that's going to be a pretty unhappy place to be. Mm-hmm. Now, from the more external perspective, like I think it's a much more simple cut and dry case of like, yeah, other people can think that you're unsuccessful and you can be completely happy. So that internal metric is probably going to be the far more important one. But I'm curious what your initial thoughts are.
Yeah, I definitely agree that it's highly subjective and based on what you internally. But I also kind of like to add to what you were saying. I think there's various levels or layers of success and different areas of success to be in. So maybe you're successful in your career, but not in your relationship. And so you could still be happy, or maybe you are super successful in like 80% of your areas of life, but then one area you're not. And so you're unhappy. I mean, there's a lot of variables to consider. But I think if you were just across the board feeling unsuccessful at everything, then I'd be surprised if you were still happy with that. But, you know, I guess it's possible, but unlikely.
Yeah. And I think it matters too, if we're looking at like a more moment to moment version of happiness, what you're focusing on, right? Like you may be successful. And in fact, you've probably met people like this. I know I have. But like yeah. you may be successful in many realms and unsuccessful in one thing. And if your attention is largely on that one thing, mm-hmm. then it is very likely that you're going to be unhappy regardless of how much success you've had in other domains. Like there's plenty of people who are very successful in their careers, but their relationships aren't working out and they're largely unhappy regardless of that domain specific success because of the lack of success in another domain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, if you focus on like that unsuccessful domain, even though there are other areas that are thriving potentially, it can definitely be a downer and impact your overall happiness level. But I'm curious, you know, how would a person go? I'm like, for me, I guess to use myself as the example, I don't particularly feel like I'm unsuccessful in any area. I just feel like I don't feel like I'm a pro in mastering every area either. So I'm not like on either spectrum, but I feel like, okay, there's areas that I am definitely better accelerating at. And then there's areas that, yeah, work in progress, not great, but not like failing by any means. So I guess just from my own personal like stance, it's just like, I don't feel unsuccessful in anything. I know I'm not amazing at everything, but I don't feel like that doesn't mean I'm unsuccessful at it if I'm still working at it or chipping away at it.
Yeah, I think that's maybe one of the first things we can start unpacking a little bit is like, if you feel like success is binary, which is not what you just described,
right,
but there are many people who are like, if I make, I don't know, less than six figures, I am unsuccessful. If I make more than that, then I'm successful.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, that kind of like thinking when you're into sort of binary is going to be a trap. Like,
definitely.
Even if you are on the positive side of it, right? Because I have met people who have a strict definition of success by like,
right,
here's an amount of money that I need to make or whatever else.
Yeah.
And they get above that. And then they carry with them still like beliefs and attitudes that are not like very effective or helpful or useful.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Such as like treating other people worse because they're unsuccessful.
Right.
So I think it's really important to get away from some of that like binary sort of thinking. And work on getting closer to sort of what you described, which is like success as a spectrum that you can move up or down on with effort.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know we've talked about it. And actually I'd be curious on how you would differentiate this from like goal setting, because it's definitely okay to have a goal like, oh, I mean, maybe some person's vision of success is like, oh, once I hit six-figure income, then I feel like I'm successful, even though it's like an arbitrary number. But, you know, I think there's nothing wrong with having that as a goal. But at the same time, if that's what you're basing your happiness on, that can definitely impact things. And then there is that trap you were talking about where people like they hit that number and then they're still not happy. And they're like, well, now I gotta raise the bar and make it to like seven figures or something like that. And they're just constantly in this like unsatisfied state. So what do you think?
Yeah. So when you categorize it like that, and I think I've seen people sort of use successful in multiple different ways, but like when you use being successful or unsuccessful in the context of a goal, mm-hmm. I don't think that binary there is necessarily a problem. It's more when you use successful or unsuccessful as like a personality quality or like a characteristic.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's more about like, are you tying it to the person or are you tying it to sort of like a set of outcomes? And mm-hmm. when you look at success or lack of success on a specific goal, it can actually be really useful because you want to know if you're getting the outcomes that you want, right? Like, okay, I did X, Y, and Z, but I was unsuccessful at like reaching this goal.
Right.
Okay. That's useful information to try to like pick apart some of those pieces and maybe figure out what can help you become successful in that goal. But mm-hmm. when you look at it from like a human quality perspective, like this is an unsuccessful person or like I'm unsuccessful, that's where it gets a lot more, dangerous sounds really aggressive, but like a little more dangerous in terms of being able to negatively impact your happiness, I think is sort of the distinction that I would make there.
Yeah, no, I kind of concur with that idea that it can definitely impact our self-esteem and make it, yeah, I feel like it's very judgmental, whether it's regarding yourself or someone else, to be like, oh, well, this person's making less money than me, or this person isn't doing X, Y, and Z. I'm like, or maybe I just don't have the personality type to, like, if I were to, I'm like, what would it take for me to feel like I'm an unsuccessful person? And I was thinking, maybe if I just sat around and watched TV all day and accomplished nothing for weeks on end, then I feel like that would, but I just don't feel like I would be the type of person to do that. Or, I mean, I have been watching a little more TV than normal because I'm super pregnant and about to pop a baby any day now. But I actually don't feel like that's a measure of success or unsuccess, and just that it's just part of the nature of the waiting game. But yeah, I'm not sure where I was going with that.
Well, I think it leads in nicely to, I feel like it's common for people to feel like they're unsuccessful when they're not getting traction, right? Yeah. Like when they look at sort of wherever their life is mm-hmm. and whether they're working hard or not working hard, if they're not making any progress towards their goals, mm-hmm. which leads into sort of a different topic, but it's very related, which is like figuring out how to align your goals with an internal locus of control, which is to say, like, what are the things that you can actually do to influence outcomes?
Yeah.
Because sometimes pointing your goal metrics or success metrics at external things that you don't have influence over, like, for example, getting a promotion, where like, yes, you have influence over like how hard you work and certain things like that, but you don't have control over whether or not you actually get the promotion. Like, someone else is in charge of making that decision. Moving towards those sort of, I guess, mindsets can help you move away from getting stuck on like, oh, I'm successful or unsuccessful because of these things outside of my control.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because if you're in that mindset of like, my self-worth is dependent on if I get this promotion or not, that's really setting yourself up for failure, because it's like, there's so many, you can do the best that you can, but it doesn't guarantee an outcome. And I feel like if you focus more on like, hey, I did everything that I could, I worked really hard, but I don't know, you know, exactly everything what other people are doing. Maybe there's someone that worked harder than me to some degree, maybe because they don't have as many like family commitments or other obligations, so they have the time to focus. Actually, that reminds me of my brother, and how sometimes he tells me how he loses focus at work because he's managing like the houses he owns and dealing with like relationship things, and just has like a lot more commitments than he did when he was in his 20s. And so he's judging himself in his present day versus his like past, when he had fewer like outside of work commitments. And he's just like basing his judgment on that, when it's like, no, your life has changed and evolved, and it's okay to not be as productive at work at the same degree that you were before if there are life circumstances that have changed, and it's understandable. So giving yourself grace, I think, is a key factor in those circumstances.
Well, that opens up into a conversation that I think is really interesting too, which is like, I have seen and felt personally a number of times, people who use sort of like past metrics to apply to themselves to see if they're currently successful.
Right.
For example, people who are like, used to be athletes or something, right? Like, and had a ton of time to devote to fitness, and aren't able to hit any of their same numbers or like accomplish any of the things they used to be able to do.
They were a lot younger too.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
And like, it can make people feel really unsuccessful in certain domains, but like you were kind of talking about with your brother, like, you also have to account for the full spectrum of life changes, because just because you used to be successful in one specific domain in a certain way, doesn't mean that's going to carry forward forever.
Right. Exactly. Like, if you went on to, like, I think of, I don't know if they've both had kids. I know like Serena Williams has had kids, and so maybe Venus too, I'm not sure, but you know, world-class top athletes of their art. And I'm like, I think one of them is going back to playing tennis or something like that. And I was like, really? That's impressive. I mean, kudos to you, but it's just like, I wouldn't have, I don't know if they have the expectation of themselves like winning the Wimbledon Cup or whatever. I don't know tennis that well, so or winning, like being at the top of their game when they have like a very drastic change in their life circumstances and they're doing a lot other things. But you know, I wouldn't have the expectation on them, so I hope they don't have that expectation on themselves to, but you know, you do you however you want, but yeah, I would get it if it's different at these stages of life.
Well, it all, I think, hinges on sort of what all your responsibilities and all the things that you're striving for success for in, and how much effort you're willing to put in other things. Obviously, there's limits to that. But like, going back to sort of the athlete example, like not those top tier world class athletes, but just like people who used to be more athletic, like, they don't account for, I'll use a personal example, but like in college, I feel like I was in much better shape, but I also had way more time. And I was just like working out and playing sports for hours most days.
Yeah.
You know, and like just as time has passed, I have a different set of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Same way for like those professional athletes, like time may not kick them out of their, I mean, time will eventually kick them out of their sport, but like they still may be able to perform at like a really high world-class level, but it's all dependent on what else they are juggling and putting their time into. Like it would be really surprising to do something like have kids, come back to the sport and not train at, and like not put in the same amount of effort or energy and like split your time and attention and still expect to have the same level of success. And I feel like it's the same thing for like everyone, right? Like,
yeah,
just because you were successful in the past doesn't mean you will be in the future, but it also doesn't mean you can't be. It's just a matter of like, what is everything you're balancing? Where's your time going?
Yeah. Like, what are your priorities? And, you know, where is your time spent? That's differently looked at. I think about my own athletic experience. You know, I was a swimmer growing up, and I was swimming 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. And I was a stick also. It's like 110 pounds in high school. I am a lot more than that now because of life circumstances, and I'm pregnant, and even like college and other activities. It just, it wasn't as important. I actually haven't been swimming, like real legit swimming. I've been in a pool, but I haven't been like legit swimming in several years. So yeah, no expectation of being able to even come close to what I used to be able to do, but that's really not even a blip in my priorities or even a priority by any means, or even something I want to do leisurely. So yeah.
Yeah. I think it can be really difficult for people who have had sort of a lapse in something to come back and feel really unsuccessful because they used to have some other level of expertise or skill or whatever else you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And to get back in at the level they were at, will have to put in like a good amount of effort.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think I think being a little bit more mindful of that up front can give you a little bit more space to like jump back into those things if you wanted to. Obviously, what you're talking about with swimming, like that's not something that fits anymore. But
anytime soon.
I've just seen other people sort of on the same set of thoughts, but they do want to get back into it. And then because they're not at the same level, feel like unsuccessful or like they can't do it or they should like not jump back into whatever it was they used to do.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I do think, I guess the activity that I'm doing currently is like CrossFit, weightlifting, and cardio, which I do pretty consistently, but I've had to significantly like scale back what I know I have been capable of doing because I'm pregnant. And just like, I even worked out today and it was super light. And I know like, if I weren't pregnant, I could probably do twice as much weight or maybe three times more. But I was just like, no, I want to keep it safe. Today is really focused on like moving and not really about being fast or lifting really heavy or anything like that. It's just about moving essentially. But you know, in my mind, I mean, I don't know how a baby coming into the picture will change things, but my hope is that I don't expect to bounce back and be able to do what I did like 6 months ago right away. But my hope is, you know, once the baby's a little older, once I'm able to kind of work out regularly again, once I've recovered from the birth, that I can get back to where I was and maybe even expand. That's my hope in my mind, but it's just like, I don't know. And, you know, I'm going to accept whatever outcome comes. And I'm like, the main thing that's important for me to focus on is that, you know, as long as even if I just get back into the gyms consistently and regularly, that would be a success in itself. And even if I don't get break all my personal records as I did before, I'm going to be okay with that. But it is something I think about and want to achieve.
Yeah, I think it ties back into sort of like the, some of the goal setting stuff we talked about. Yeah. I have found that it's much more helpful to focus your success or like your metrics around your effort and sort of the efficiency, right? Because sometimes you can get in like a loop of like working super hard on the wrong thing and not making any progress. But I think especially over time, like the more that you can focus in on effort and showing up and those sorts of things as your metrics for success, the better it feels, right? Like more and more, like in the past, I used to be so tied to outcomes that I would just be like really frustrated and down a lot. And like, I still don't feel awesome when, for example, I'm trying to hit like a PR or something and I don't, like, it doesn't make me feel nice. Right. But I don't get stuck in the down part nearly as long when I realize like, okay, I have been showing up, I have been trying my best, or when I realize things like, yo, my diet has been horrible. Like my diet is not in check. And so I know I haven't been doing my best on like the effort that I've put in. And so I'm not as, it's weird because it's like, I'm not as disappointed in the outcome knowing that I made a mistake in like the effort realm. Because it was in my control. Like knowing that I was in control makes me feel more able to make changes for the future, I think, as opposed to like, hey, I didn't hit it and this sucks and I like don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I think just pushing your mindset towards sort of these like progress and effort metrics can really help you not get stuck in the lows, or at least it did for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's like, you know, if I were to come back to whenever I feel ready to go back to the gym after having the baby, it's like, I'm going to have a new baseline. It might be way, way lower than what I used to be at. And I'm just going to accept that that's the baseline. And then I'll work up from there. And that's okay. And if I get back to where I was, awesome. If not, I'd be happy with just making that progress. Yeah.
There's another thing that I've noticed. I'd be curious what your experience is, but there have also been times where when I just focus on the process part, I actually blow the goal metrics out of the water. Like,
oh, totally.
For certain things, I have not been able to estimate well what the outcomes would be, but just by like I was saying, like focusing in on the process and just like, I'm going to show up, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. The outcomes have been like significantly better than I would have set goals for.
Oh, absolutely. I have a similar experience where, you know, it's not necessarily, oh, I need to hit this goal. It's like, okay, I just want to do a little bit better than yesterday, or a little bit better than last month, whatever that might be. And that makes it much more achievable and definitely better on my mindset and happiness level.
Yeah, I also say that another thing that has been useful for me around success or like thinking about success is recognizing too that like for most things, it's not one single time, right? Like sometimes it is. Yeah. Sometimes you have like a competition and you win or you lose. But especially as I get older and things like move into different realms and structures and are less time strict, you know, more and more I'm realizing like, oh, if I go to an interview for this thing and I don't get the job, it's not really like I'm unsuccessful at being able to get a better job. It's just like one instance that didn't work out. And as I've been able to like broaden away from sort of this like pass fail sort of mindset, again, it just helps keep me out of those lows. It doesn't make like unwanted outcomes feel nicer, but it stops me from sitting in them as long.
Definitely agree with that. All right. Well, I think we've covered this topic pretty well. Was there any final points you wanted to make about being unsuccessful and happy at the same time?
Yeah, so just this, like a brief recap, I think the internal metrics are going to be far more useful. Obviously, like other people's opinions can have some influence on you, but as much as you can, you should try to bring the metrics in inside. The other thing is to just like really focus on progress and effort and those pieces instead of sort of this binary thinking, unless you're applying it strictly to goals. But if you're applying it to yourself as a person, as a quality, it's not really useful to think about in those black and white terms.
Definitely. Yes. All right. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in this week. We appreciate you. And if you appreciate us, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe and help spread the happiness in the world. Again, we're taking a little bit of a break so I can have my baby and spend time with her, but we'll be back. Just go ahead and check out some old episodes so you can be all caught up whenever we do come back. All right. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Happy Talks with Dr. Allison Donovan.
We hope you got something of value to help bring a little more happiness into your life. What lesson or takeaway did you get from today's episode?
For more tips and tools, be sure to check out my website at dralicefong.com, and you can find me on my social media handles at Dr. Alice Fong.
You can find me at howtohappy.com and follow me on my social media handles at howtohappy. Catch you next time.